do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're talking about five funny inventions we don't really need. All right, so people are inventing things all the time, making things that are useful. But sometimes inventions are not that useful. Well, what are some inventions or some things that we don't really need? We're going to be talking about those in our lesson. But I wonder, have you ever bought something that you thought you might use, but you never ended up using? Carolyn?
Oh, so many things, Gabe. They look so useful in the store, and then you take them home and forget that you really wanted to use them. Like, I buy hangers for my closet that will help save space, and then I never use them.
And so they end up taking up more space. For me, actually, there are some DVDs that, you know, I see on sale for a very cheap price, and so I buy them, and I haven't seen them yet. And I've bought them for a couple of years. I've had them for a couple of years. So sometimes we do that. What about you? Have you ever bought something and not yet used it? Well, today we're talking about inventions that maybe aren't as useful as we hope they could be. Let's get started with our lesson.
Five funny inventions we don't really need. Not all inventions are very useful. People say necessity is the mother of invention. Humans are always looking for ways to make life easier for themselves. Some inventions, like light bulbs, cars, and computers, are terrific. But many inventions are just, well, silly. The noodle fan. A bowl of hot noodles is delicious, but sometimes you're too hungry to wait for them to cool. So when you eat them, you burn your mouth. The noodle fan solves that problem.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. Inventions usually make our lives easier, such as cars and computers. But some inventions don't change much in our lives. In today's article, we'll learn about some pretty funny inventions. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Invention. Invention is a noun. Rob's new invention cooks noodles in less than 1 minute. Necessity. Necessity is a noun. Food is a necessity. We can't live without it. Light bulb. Light bulb is a noun. All of the lamps in the room need new light bulbs. Portable. Portable is an adjective. This computer isn't very portable. It's quite big and heavy. Your more information word is coat rack. Coat rack is a noun. Let's learn more in the article.
Okay, well, before we continue learning more about the noodle fan, let's go back to the top of our lesson. We read a sentence here, not all inventions are very useful. It's true, but we do have a very useful word there. It's actually in our title, the key word invention. An invention is something that someone makes, hopefully to be helpful in the world.
That's right. And if it's an invention, then it is created for the first time. It hasn't been made before. So one recent new invention is the smartphone. It's very popular now, but it hasn't been around very long.
Well, yes, the smartphone has only been around for about 10 years or so. And so it's a recent invention. It's a very useful invention, too. Well, what if you are someone who makes inventions, who creates things? What are you called? An inventor. I-N-V-E-N-T-O-R. Are you an inventor? Do you ever invent things?
Well, many people do, and in our article we read, people say necessity is the mother of invention. And this is a very common phrase that you will hear. Necessity is the mother of invention. And there we have a key word from our word bank, necessity. Now, if something is a necessity, then you need it. It is necessary. Those are all very similar words.
That's right. If it's necessary, that is the adjective form of this word. A necessity, of course, is a noun. You need it. What are the necessities in your life? Well, many people believe that English is a necessity in our world today. It's becoming more and more of a necessity.
That is true. Another necessity that has come about recently is the computer. The computer is now a necessity for many people to do their jobs. If you don't have a computer at work, it will be very hard for you to do the things that you need to get done.
That's right. Many people also think that their smartphones are a necessity. Before I had a smartphone, I didn't really think I needed it, but now I use it all the time. It's becoming a necessity for me. Well, we see here a phrase, necessity is the mother of invention. Actually, this goes all the way back to Plato, a Greek philosopher. Now, he said it's the mother of invention. So, the mother of something, that means It was the first. If you don't have this, you can't have what follows.
That's right. So if you don't have a necessity or a need, then you won't invent anything to fulfill or satisfy that need. And you can use that phrase in other ways. People have taken that phrase from Plato and changed it. Many people say that creativity is the mother of art. If you don't have creativity, then you won't have any art.
That's right. Creativity is the mother of art. There's a similar phrase. People say that patience is the mother of all virtues. That's used a little bit differently. When you add the word all, that means it's the most important of everything else. So patience is the mother, or the most important, of all virtues. But here we see necessity is the mother of invention. Without necessity, you wouldn't invent something.
And I think that's true. We read in our article, humans are always looking for ways to make life easier for themselves. Some inventions like light bulbs, cars, and computers are terrific. It's true. Those are all very useful inventions.
And light bulbs are terrific. Let's take a look at that word from our word bank. A light bulb is, well, it's a light. It gives you light. It's something that you can install so that you have light. You turn on the light and turn it off. And sometimes you need to change light bulbs.
That's right. So before the light bulb, people used lamps or candles. They had to use fire as a source of light. But now we have light bulbs that we can just simply flip a switch on and off, and then there is light in the room.
So far we're talking about inventions that are very useful. But we see a sentence here. But many inventions are just, well, silly. Our author includes that word, well, before she has silly. Because it's kind of like she's saying, I don't really want to be negative here, but silly is the only way to describe these following inventions.
And the first invention is the noodle fan. A bowl of hot noodles is delicious, but sometimes you're too hungry to wait for them to cool. Does this happen to you, Gabe?
Well, not really, Carolyn. I mean, I'm usually pretty patient. Patience is the mother of all virtues. I enjoy waiting for my noodles to cool so I can eat them.
Oh, well, that's good. But if you don't wait, this will happen. So when you eat them, you burn your mouth. Oh, that is not good. But don't worry, the noodle fan solves that problem.
Interesting. Well, have you ever burnt your mouth? Sometimes I burn my tongue if I eat something that is too hot, or I burn my mouth. Okay, well, we're going to learn more about this noodle fan, but first, let's join Michelle in the language lab.
嗨，大家好，我是 Michelle。 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 invention 这个名词。 invention 是指发明或者是发明的东西，例如 the invention of cell phones really changed the history of telecommunications， 行动电话的发明真的改变了电信通讯的历史，或者是 the compass was a Chinese invention， 罗盘是中国人的发明。它的动词是去掉字尾的 ion 变成 invent， 例如 the professor invented a new treatment to cure the disease， 这位教授发明了治疗这个疾病的新方法。继续我们看的是 necessity 这个名词，据它的中音在第二个音节念成 necessity。 necessity 在这里是指需要或者是必须性，当不可数名词，例如 there's an urgent necessity for new elections， 重新选举是非常必要的。 necessity 也指必需品，这个时候就是可数的，例如 we prepared some necessities for our stay in the cabin， 我们准备了住在小木屋的一些必需品。
Today we are on our lesson, Five Funny Inventions That We Don't Really Need. And we've been talking about inventions that are useful, like the light bulb or the car. And we learned that necessity is the mother of invention. However, we have started learning a little bit about the noodle fan, a very interesting and fun invention. If your noodles are too hot and you don't want to burn your mouth or wait for them to cool, the noodle fan will solve this problem. Well, let's learn a little bit more about this silly invention.
Five funny inventions we don't really need. Just attach the tiny fan to your chopsticks. It will blow on your noodles while you eat. The portable chin rest. People lead busy lives these days, and lots of them don't get enough sleep. Wouldn't it be nice if you could sleep standing up? Now you can. The portable chin rest looks a little like a coat rack. It has the perfect soft space for your chin. Take it with you. On your way to work, rest your head on it and take a quick nap.
Wow, that is quite a silly invention here, the portable chin rest. Well, let's continue learning more about the noodle fan, another silly invention here. We read, just attach the tiny fan to your chopsticks. Okay, so there's a little fan, and you can just attach it to your chopsticks. It will blow on your noodles while you eat.
Well, if you don't have a lot of patience, if that is not a virtue you have, and you don't want to wait for your noodles to cool, then you can use this little fan and attach it to your chopsticks to blow on your noodles for you.
Exactly. You don't have to blow on the noodles. The fan will do that for you. Now, that word blow can be used in another way. You could blow out something. So if there's a candle and there's a fire, you can blow out the candle. Like the candles on your birthday cake. You blow the candles out, or you blow on your soup to cool it.
That's right. Well, we do have another very interesting, silly invention, the portable chin rest. And portable is a word we want to talk about from our word bank. If something is portable, then it is easy for you to take from one place to another.
That's right. So some people have little portable TVs that they like to carry with them. I've heard of portable air conditioners. Now, there are air conditioners small enough that you can take them with you and just put them in whatever room you're in. Of course, if your chair is light enough, it could be a portable chair. You could pick it up and put it somewhere else.
And I think a very great invention that people may not realize just how wonderful it is because it's so common,
yeah?
Is the portable computer.
What?
It's called a laptop.
Yes, it's true. A laptop is a computer you can take with you everywhere. It's, by definition, a portable computer. So here we're talking about the portable chin rest. People lead busy lives these days. And lots of them don't get enough sleep. It's true. Well, let's take a look at a phrase in that sentence, to lead busy lives, or to lead a life of some kind. Maybe you're very busy. You lead a busy life. How else can you use this phrase? Maybe your life is kind of boring. You might say, I lead a boring life. Well, how else could you use that phrase?
Well, you could say that I lead a peaceful life.
Okay.
There is a lot of peace in my life. There aren't a lot of conflicts or problems. It is very peaceful. Or I lead a happy life. I don't let problems bother me.
All right. So you can see you can use this phrase in so many different ways. What adjective can you use to describe your life? Well, put it in this phrase. I lead this kind of life. So some people lead busy lives and they don't get enough sleep. Carolyn, has anyone ever told you, you look really tired today?
I have heard that before. People have said that to me, and it doesn't really make me want to talk to them.
Yeah, it's kind of a conversation killer. Let's take a look at what Steve and Ken have to share about conversation killers in the information cloud.
We're all familiar with which topics to avoid when meeting foreigners for the first time, right?
How old are you? How much money do you make? Are you married?
Not the best questions to start a conversation. Now, besides questions, there are also comments that we might make that, while said with good intentions, can kill a conversation.
Okay, for example, let's pretend you're on the subway and you see someone using a portable chin rest. It's pretty obvious that that person is tired, right?
That's right. So there's really no need to say, you look tired. Now again, we know it's said out of kindness and concern, but if the person is tired, they already know it.
What's worse is saying you look tired to someone who is actually feeling pretty energetic. Now, you might as well say you look terrible, and no one wants to be told that.
So, it's probably best not to say it. Unless your relationship with the person you're speaking to is pretty close, you'll want to keep away from comments like, you look tired. What are all those red marks on your face? And you've gained weight. They're conversation killers.
我们学英文常常希望能够有机会跟外国人聊天，但是选择适当的话题还真是一门学问。跟老外聊天，有些话题是很不妥的，比如说 How old are you? Are you married? How much money do you make? 这些问题都涉及到个人的隐私。如果你跟对方不是很熟，这种问题就等于是 conversation killer， 谋杀了你跟他的对话，因为对方应该会很快的远离你，也不想跟你交朋友。那有些时候呢，我们也许会故作聪明，问一些听起来像是在关心人的问题，其实是冒犯了对方。比如说 ，You've gained weight， 你变胖了耶。 用中文讲这句话听起来会让人觉得很窝心，好像受到别人的关心。但是用英文讲，尤其听在外国人的耳朵里，是很不是滋味的。今天的课文讲到 the portable chin rest， 携带型下巴靠。如果你看到有人正在用这种东西，你当然就不必再说 you look tired， 因为事实就是如此。况且也没有人喜欢人家说他看起来很累。 因为很累是个不好看的样子。想要跟外国人聊天，要先懂得尊重对方的感觉以及隐私。这就是今天的Info Cloud，我们下次云端见。Thank
you guys. So it's important, don't say things that will kill a conversation. Well, continuing learning about the portable chin rest, wouldn't it be nice if you could sleep standing up? Gabe? Gabe, did you get a portable chin rest?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got my portable chin rest here. Carolyn, do you like it?
Well, I'm not sure that it's really a portable chin rest. Maybe one version of one.
Yeah, well, it's very nice. I was getting a little bit sleepy, and so I decided that I should be able to rest, and now I can rest while standing up.
Well, that is what we see in our article. Do you want to sleep standing up? Now you can. Well, this is an interesting invention, and the portable chin rest looks a little like a coat rack, and Gabe's looks a little like an easel.
Yes, it does, but it's just as comfortable. See, it has the perfect soft space for your chin. Take it with you. On your way to work, rest your head on it and take a quick nap.
Well, that sounds wonderful, Gabe. You take a nap, and we'll go watch a review skit, and then we'll learn something with Michelle in the language lab.
I am an inventor.
Inventors are always looking for ways to make life easier, right?
Right. You know what people say?
Necessity is the mother of invention. And that's why we have light bulbs, cars, and computers.
Exactly.
So, what useful things did you invent?
Well, one of my most important inventions is the noodle fan.
What does it do? How does it work?
Well, sometimes you get a delicious bowl of noodles, but they're too hot to eat.
Oh, right. And you have to wait for them to cool.
Not if you have a noodle fan. Simply attach the fan to your chopsticks.
And it blows on your noodles while you eat.
That's right.
Cool.
Very cool. Now, look at my next invention.
Oh, is that a coat rack?
No, it's a portable chin rest.
What for?
Well, for busy people that don't get enough sleep.
So, how does it work?
Well, it has a soft space perfect for your chin. Take it with you and rest your head on it to take a quick nap. Like this.
Oh, is that comfortable?
Not really.
Oh. Oh,
hot, hot.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 portable 这个形容词。P-O-R-T 这个字根有搬运的意思，所以 portable 是指可携式的或者是携带型的。例如 Bob put a portable TV in his RV. Bob 在他的休旅车中摆了一台携带式的电视。或者是 The portable heater works pretty well even in severe weather conditions. 这台可携式的暖气即使在严寒的气候下仍然运作得非常好。最后我们看的是 coat rack 这个名词。Coat 是指外套或大衣， rack 是指架子，所以 coat rack 是指衣帽架。例如 Mark made a child-sized wooden coat rack for his son. Mark 替儿子做了一个儿童尺寸木质的衣帽架。或者是 Peter always hangs his jacket on the coat rack as soon as he comes home. Peter 总是一回家就把夹克挂在衣帽架上。若是餐厅或者是戏院的衣帽间叫做 cloakroom, C-L-O-A-K-R-O-O-M. And now let's return to our teachers.
Well, we've learned about some silly inventions today. The noodle fan and the portable chin rest. Are there any other silly inventions you can think about?
Well, there are several. One that I found was cockroach swatting slippers. The slippers are specially designed to have a little handle that you can pull out of the back so you can take off your slipper and swat a cockroach with it.
Wow. That's maybe a little bit useful, but definitely kind of silly. Well, if you're curious about other silly inventions, go to chindogu.com, chindogu.com. It's a Japanese word that kind of means weird tool. Thank you for joining us today, and we have more to learn about silly inventions next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you then!
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend, last a lifetime.